started here, do we? Rabbi David Potash.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. The subject I want to speak about today, Be'ez Hashem, is about mitzvah tzedakah. But before we start that, I just want to share with you Mamash Niflidika Arachayim HaKadosh and this week's Pasha for you, is this week's Pasha for me, is last week's Pasha. In Pasha B'chukosai, right at the beginning of the Teichocha, the Torah says, "Im lo yisishmu li, v'lo yisasu, it's called a mitzvah se'ele." And the Arachayim HaKadosh asks that by the brachas, the Pasha starts off in B'chukosai Teilechu, then V'nosati Kishmechem Itom. So we would expect that when it comes to the klalos, the pasuk would tell us the opposite. It would have said, but it starts off immediately. So Chaim HaKadosh asks, what's it being meramas? What's it telling us? So he has Kedakoi, has a few pirushim here. But one of the pirushim is a Moedik his Iris. He says like this. He says, Oid niskaven lohe leiv nedom. The pasuk is coming to wake up sleeping hearts. Kikol shahelech b'derech lo itoiv. Somebody who chas v'sholem goes in the wrong path. Vaday shehushlom imenu yediyas abay baruch hu. It could only be because he doesn't realize who the Rebbein Shalom is. V'toivoysof, and he doesn't realize how much goodness the Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us. V'adimshach me'avedosoy, and he doesn't realize how much goodness comes out of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, out of being an Eved Hashem. Ki bevadai im yasik adam chelek echot me'arvus, yedidus, ne'imus, mesikas, anaf, me'anfe or elyon. Because certainly, if somebody would understand even a small portion, a small fraction of the sweetness, of the warmth, of the geschmack, of the, again, the sweetness, different word for sweetness, of even a branch, of one of the branches of the great light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yives belibo hayoyis b'ayim azeh melech ha-melochim. If he would understand that, he would despise, he would machavek, even being an almighty king, a powerful king in this world. If we'd only realize that even one portion, one fraction, mi arvus, yedidus, ni'imus, mesikas, anaf, mi'anfe, or elyoin, yivas, belibu, hayos, b'aylam, azeh, melech, ha-melochim. If a person would realize how beautiful, how sweet, how gishmak is even a word of Torah or one mitzvah, be'erach kir mitzvah achas, if he would realize that, then he wouldn't have dreamt of going in the wrong path. It's just possible because he doesn't realize. For whom Hashem ba'omoy, and that's pshat in the pasuk over here. B'mloys ishmuli pirush loshen havana. We know that the word shmir has three pirushim. It can mean to listen and to understand and be makabel. And we know that from the Targum, that the Targum in their various different places translate the word shmir into one of three different ways. So here it says Arachayim, we can translate shmir loshen havana. If you don't understand me, if you don't understand my Torah, my mitzvahs, you don't understand how geschmack they are, how beautiful they are, how sweet they are, then if a person doesn't understand how beautiful and sweet the Rebbein Shalom is, then it can chas v'sholem come to v'lo yisasu, then the person will go astray from the derech. But if you do understand me, if you understand, if you realize who I am and what I do for you, and how geschmack it is to keep my Torah, and how geschmack it is to do my mitzvahs, that it's got arvus, it's beauty and sweetness and imus, ein lochosh, then there's no chashash that somebody will go off the derech from keeping Torah mitzvahs. The Novi says in Yeshaya, therefore, the reason why my children had to go into Golos is because they didn't understand me. They didn't have a race, the geschmack of Torah mitzvahs. I'm reading a chizuk from the Arachayim HaKadosh, this week's Pasha, that if a person has geschmack in Torah, geschmack in mitzvahs, it keeps him involved, it keeps him belonging, and there's no chashash that he's going to go in the wrong way, because it's nothing else in this world can compare to the beauty and the geschmack of Torah mitzvahs. I thought I'd share with you this Gewaltige Chizuk from the Or HaChaim. Now the mitzvah tzedakah is a Mordechai mitzvah. We had a tour in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Mem Zayin. Shaloi Kedako is very unusual for the Torah to do this. He brings a whole long hagdoma to be ma'ira the importance and the greatness of the mitzvah tzedakah. And I'd like to go through a little bit the words of the Torah. He starts off like this: Mitzvah Reish Mem Zayin. Mitzvah's essay litin tzedakah k'tiyah sagas yodah. First of all, it's a mitzvah's essay. According to Asagas Yoda, according to how much he can afford. Says the Torah something incredible, that one should be ma'od ma'od zohir in a mitzvah stalker more than any other mitzvah essay. Why? Ki evshe sheyomel etei shvichas domim. Because chas v'shalom, if somebody is hesitant in the mitzvah stalker, it can cause shvichas domim. It can cause a person to die. Sheyomos ha'oni ha'mevakesh, that if the oni is at the door and he's so hungry, it's a matzav b'kuach nefesh. Im lo yitin lo miyat, if he doesn't give it to him immediately, kahi uvda to ben zayim. It's a toys the Gabbai says it should say. Of course, the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu, the famous story of Nochem Ish Gamzu, that there was he was just arrived with a pekel on his a huge package on his chamor, and the oni came to him and asked him for a prusa of bread. And he said, please wait until I unload the chamor. And by the time that he unloaded the chamor, Nebuch the Oni had died. And for that, he took upon himself Yisurim Leroyim Oid, Menachem Ish Gamzu. So it could be a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh. But there's a deal here in the Torah, and the Torah starts off, Habi Mezor Ma'oid Ma'oid, with Mitzvah Stoker. Why? He doesn't say because in the case when it's Pikuach Nefesh, he says you should be Mizor Ma'oid Ma'oid in Mitzvah Stoker, because it could come to Pikuach Nefesh. And that is the mashma that even in the case where it's not Pikuach Nefesh, then Ma'oid Ma'oid have Mizor in Mitzvah Stoker. And the reason is because if a person is not used to giving with Zrizus, if he's not used to giving immediately and belave toiv, then chas v'sholem, at one point it could down the line come lidei pikuach nefesh. And therefore, even if you're not 100% sure there's no pikuach nefesh, afal pikein ma'oid ma'oid habizor b'mitzvah stoker. And the Bach already points out that whenever it says ma'oid ma'oid, it's coming to tell us how extremely important this mitzvah is. The Bach points out many other places in Chazal and in Torah Shulchan Aruch where it says Ma'od Ma'od, and we'll see by the comparisons how important this mitzvah is. So the Bach points out that we find it says Ma'od Ma'od, but in Eben Ezer Simkof Aleph it says Ma'od Ma'od Tzorech Adam Mislachek Min Anoshim by Aroyos. The person has to be misachik ma'od ma'od, so that's very important. And then by ribis, it says ma'od ma'od have misachik min a ribis. Why? Because the person ma'or heta for himself because he agrees to give it, so he might think what's so wrong. And choshe mishpat by shoychat, it says the dayan should be and the person being going to the Beis Din ma'od ma'od, be careful from the mitzvah of shoychat. So you see these are other places in Shulchan Aruch where the Torah in Shulchan Aruch use the Lashon Ma'id Ma'id, and we see by comparison that those other things are extremely severe, and that's why it says Ma'id Ma'id. And yet by the mitzvah stalker, the Torah sees it fit also to say Ma'id Ma'id Avizoy the mitzvah stalker. And the truth is, even though the reason the Torah gives is because somewhere down the line it might cause the Chas v'Sholem Pikuach Nefesh, but afterwards we'll see later in the Hemshach of the Torah again he uses the Lashon Ma'od Ma'od without referring to the fact that it could be involving Pikuach Nefesh. So the Torah goes right and he says V'kama pa'omim nitzavina bo b'esei. There's a various different mitzvahs essay when it comes to Stoker. And all sorts of other mitzvahs in the Torah and Parshas Re'eh and in Parshas Mishpatim. And there's also a laugh. Shneema lois ametz es levovcha ve'sikpois es yotcha miachicha evyoin. Should not two lavim. Rashi in Chumash says it's two separate lavim. Person, if Rashi says in Chumash, a person can give, but he gives with a kretch in his heart. And that's then with that is over a lav of loisametz lavovecha, or a person could is able to give, but if he doesn't give, then it's over. Loisik poisas yotcha. Chalamalim einav imena nikribliyal. And somebody who ignores the opportunity to give tzedakah is called a blial. And since the Torah uses lashon blial, so the only other place where the Torah uses lashon blial is by Irani Dachas, so somebody's over the Avodah Zorah. So therefore, the Chazal make a gzeirah shava and say it's kilo is over the Avodah Zorah. So says the Torah, but nikri blial or kilo over the Avodah Zorah. The cholazoyba, but somebody who's careful in the midst of tzedakah, meida olav kuzer baruch Hashem. The fact that he's gives tzedakah generously, and he gives whenever he can and when he's supposed to, it shows that he's miyuchas achari klal yisrael, is from the zera of the people that Kadosh Baruch Hu benched. Tefsiv lemana sheitzave esponav espesa achrov v'shoma derech Hashem la'as tzedakah mishpat. Of course, this is a pasuk by Avraham Avinu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, before he spoke to Avraham Avinu, before the parsha of Stoim, he was the Torah describes to us how Kadosh Baruch Hu is how he describes Avraham Avinu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Sulemana sheitzav esponavet space achav Avraham Avinu, I know he will be mechanach his children and his grandchildren and all his household, b'shomer derech Hashem, and they will follow the path of a Kadosh Baruch Hu." What is that? What's following the path of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? La'asos tzedakah u'mishpat, to give tzedakah and to mishpat, to be honest in all the dealings. So these are the two midas that Kadosh Baruch Hu singled out, that Avraham Avinu will be mechanech his children, his grandchildren, and therefore somebody who is osek with tzedakah is testifies on himself that he's zera baruch Hashem. Says the Torah writer, "V'ein kise Yisrael miskoinein v'dos emes v'medes ele b'tzedakah." And the kise Yisrael, kise is usually lashon malchus, and as that means the honor of Klal Yisrael is kept up with the mitzvah of tzedakah. V'dos emes ein dos emes v'medes ele b'tzedakah. And the Torah's emes also only has a kiyum through tzedakah. What's pshat? The Torah's emes only has a kiyum through tzedakah. Shenema b'tzedakah teichanoni. What's the pshat? Toys emes only has a kiyum through tzedakah. So it could be one of two pirushim. Either the pshat is that when people see Klal Yisrael giving tzedakah, when people see Klal Yisrael looking after each other, being going chasodim to each other, so this brings a gevaltig kiddush Hashem. They see that Klal Yisrael are united, that Klal Yisrael are worried about each other, concerned for each other's welfare. So that brings the Kiddush Hashem, that brings the cover to the Torah, brings cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu and cover to the Torah. So it's mechoinein, it gives support and basis for Dosa Emes. The other pshat could be that when a person gives tzedakah, he gives to support for Torah, for people learning their Torah, to institutions. So that's what keeps the Torah going. In the Goyish world, they say that the world runs on money. So we would think that's how Goyim look at things. The world runs on money. But the truth is, the Jewish world also runs on money. Without money, we can't have Moses at Torah, we can't have people learning Torah, we can't have Bate Knesiyos, Bate Midrashos. So the money makes the Jewish world go around as well. So therefore, it's mechoinen the Dosa Emes. V'ein Yisrael Nigonim Ele B'Tzedakah, says the Torah writer, that the Geula can only come through Tzedakah. Shenema Tzion B'Mishpat Tipade B'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. V'oime Shimru Mishpat V'asu Tzedakah Ki Kroi V'Yishrosi Lovoi V'Tzidkosi Le'Golitz. So that through Tzedakah we are Memaya the Geula. And again, L'Choyer, the Pirush is, it's not just the Tzedakah B'Etzem, but by helping each other, supporting each other, we're showing actors one for the other. So therefore, that's what brings the Geula. The second base of Mikdash, we know, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So the Tikkun of the Sinas Chinam is Akdos, is looking out for each other and being concerned for each other. And through Tzedakah, that they were showing Lamaisa, not just what we feel, that we feel Akdos each other. It shows Lamaisa that we care for each other and that we want to do for each other. And maybe it's pertinent to mention that therefore that by Tzedakah we shouldn't become compartmentalized. We shouldn't become partisan when it comes to Tzedakah. We should even if we belong to one particular group of Klal Yisrael, we all should be prepared to support other groups of Klal Yisrael as well, because that shows Lamaisa that we are be'achdus. Says the Torah writer, Ugdoyla mikola karbonis. Tzedakah is even greater than bringing a carbon. The Omer Rabbi, not just the carbon, all the carbonis. The Omer Rabbi Lazar, Gedoyla tzedakah mikola karbonis. Rabbi Lazar says that stock is greater than bringing all carbonis to tziv ois the stock of mishpat nivchal Hashem yizevach. It says in Furash Apostle in Mishlei that doing stock and mishpat is kuchbaku is boicher with that more than a zevach, more than carbonis. Bringing a carbon to Kodesh Baruch Hu is a gewaltige zach. The Ramban says that when we bring a carbon to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to think to ourselves that whatever is being done to this carbon is kilu, it's being done to himself. But the shech, the carbon is being done to him, and his dam is being nizak on the mizbeach, and that's the kapara of the carbon. The kapara of the carbon is that he imagines that whatever is being done to the carbon is being done to himself. And hine of giving tzedakah is even greater than bringing carbonus. Again, what's the hezbah? What's the pshat? So we know that domim has two meanings. Domim in Gemara means money, and domim means blood. When a person gives money, sometimes he feels he's giving his blood, and therefore when he gives his money with mesiras nefesh, so his taka mesiras nefesh. He feels he's giving away a part of himself, and that's why tzedakah is even greater than carbonus.
Time of
Simikdush,
you could pat yourself with stock and no. If you need a carbon, you still have to bring a carbon.
No,
I'm talking about the time of
Simikdush.
You could pat yourself and give
no, I've had a first, no, a person has a chiv, but in the level of greatness, the stock is greater. V'amar Rabbi Loza, ha'akal oyset stocker, kilumala lechala oylam chesed, shnem oyev stocker mishvat. Chesed Hashem ala ha'aretz. When a person gets stoker, it's as if he filled the whole world with chesed, because it says in the pasuk in Tehillim that somebody who loves stoker mishpat, the kushbok chesed Hashem and the chesed Hashem fill the whole world. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat is poshut. The pshat is the Gemara says kol merachem ala bris merachem ala ben hashamayim. If somebody is merachem, if somebody has rachmanus, and he helps other people out when they need to be helped out in the time of need, and he does it with rachmanus. So then, merachim alav min hashamayim. Here the chiddush is not only merachim alav min hashamayim, not only is the Kodesh Baruch Hu going to be merachim on him, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be malei kol ha'olam b'chesed. When a person gives stock, it's ma'ir rachamim, it's a gewaltige hisayrus of rachamim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is pours chesed Hashem on the whole world. So that's why it says that this person himself filled the whole world with chesed. And here's another chiddush, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu attributes the fulfilling of the whole world with chesed to the person that gave the tzedakah. He's going to take the schus. He's going to take the credit. Kodesh Baruch Hu is so generous with what he gives us that he says, "You gave the tzedakah, you take the credit. I'm going to fill the whole world with chesed, and you can take the credit." So that's why it says in pasuk, "Oyed tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem mala aretz." You're going to cause chesed Hashem, and we know the taka giving tzedakah is ma'ira chasadim tzedakah tatsim imavetz. It can take away gzeiras rois. And that's why we besides turning to tefillah, we always accompany with stocker, because but the Taka of the Torah says Shem Chazal, it's Ma'ira Hashpa of Chesed in the whole Bria. Mala Chesed Hashem Mala Aretz Mamash Tzvoim Niflaim Ma'it. Says the Torah Vayitzer, Olam Ein Adamani Min Hatzdokah. A person can never become poor from giving stocker. Havtoch of Chazal, you're not going to lose by giving. And nothing bad and no damage can be caused by giving tzedakah. Because the pasuk says in Yeshaya that when a person is oiser tzedakah with maisa tzedakah, it's shalom. Shalom is shlemus. Shalom is there's no chisaron. So therefore, when a person gives tzedakah, there's no chisaron. It can't cause him any loss, and there's no hezek or ra. Hezek or ra is the opposite of shalom. So ma'is tzedakah, it brings shalom, it brings shlemus. A person can never ever lack or come to any davara when it comes to giving tzedakah. V'chol ha'merachim al aniyim, ha'aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim olof. Somebody's like we said before, somebody's rachim on the ani is ma'ir rachim on himself. And a person should consider just like we daven 3 times a day and sometimes many more times a day if things are going tough. So we're just like a person is mevakesh from a kodesh baruch hu b'chol shah, says the Torah. B'chol shah, he's mevakesh from a kodesh baruch hu, that a kodesh baruch hu should give him panosa. And just like he asks, after asking for the panosa, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to his tefillos. Kach tzorich sheyishma shavis aniyim. So too, we should listen to the cry of the aniyim. We should not ignore it. We should always think, even let's remember, the ani doesn't always come at the most convenient time. It doesn't always come at when it's so comfortable for us, where we're sitting in our dining rooms waiting for him. It could be comes at an inconvenient time, at a time when we're rushed, at a time we have something to do. But remember that just like we dive into a Kodesh Baruch Hu and we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to answer our tefillos, so too we should answer the tefillah of the ani. Ve'af gam zois shekodesh baruch hu korev lishmoy tzarkas aniyim. And we also have to remember that Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to the cry of the ani, shenema shavas aniyim ato tishma. Lefichoch yesh lo lizoy mizakosom. And therefore we should be careful not to be ma'ir that through us the ani should complain. Ve'gam ki bris kruso lehem, shenema mahoyok yitzak elai v'shomati ki chonon ani. As it says in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, that if the Ani cries out and complains, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to the Ani, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has Chanina, has Rachmonis. Says the Torah, Mori Dekazach, Mamash and Nifli Dekazach, he says now, Al Yale Beliboy Eitzel Loima, Eich Echsam and Mimoini, Litne Lanim, a person, even after telling us, that he says, Maisa Stoker Sholem, the person can never lack forgiving Stoker, but Kanireh, the Torah understood that that's not enough. That people are still going to be mispakpek. He says the Torah, a person shouldn't even think in his heart, how could I decrease my wealth, my money, by giving it to him? Ki yeh, says the Torah, if a person thinks that, he should know. Ki yeh shloi ladas, she'en hamom shloi. Hamoy dekazach, says the Torah, he should know, the money is not his bechlal. El apikoten, it's poshut, apikoten, it's poshut, a deposit, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking for a bank with whom to deposit his money, and you have the schus, you have the merit, to the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose you to be the bank, to be the depositor. Kodesh Baruch Hu left with you a deposit to do the will of the person who deposited it by you. So just like somebody brings you a pikodin and he says, please look after this bag of money for me, put it away, put it in safekeeping, and I want you to give it to Pliny and Pliny every Rosh Chodesh. So you have to do what the mafkid says, that's his tonight. So too, Kodesh Baruch Hu deposited money by us, by everyone who has money. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him as a deposit. And he says, I want you to give it out to Aniyim, to Loim Dei Torah, to Moises HaTorah, to Batim Nitzios, to Batim Midroshos. That's the desire of the one who deposited it. Sheyesh lo ledask, and she'en ha'mom shaloi, and ha'pikod and lasas bo retzoin ha'mafkid. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to you as a deposit, and he tells you what to do with it. V'zeh retzoin she'chalik l'aniyim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen is you should mechalik it to the aniyim. V'zeh achelik ha'toyv she'yem. So here's the Torah Moedei Kazach. If we look at the money that is by us, if we look at it as like this, like a deposit, then we'll understand that Be'etzem, it's not our money. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us to give to aniyim. And again, here we see the unbelievable chasdei Hashem. Number one, he gave the money to us and he let us decide who to give it to. That's an unbelievable privilege. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's money, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you decide. I'll let you decide who to give it to. There's certain halachas of who to give to first, if there's not enough to go around, and on the kodim, whoever's poorer gets first, karev kodim, you give to relative before you give to other people, aniyah echa kodim, aniyah iracheres. There's also halachas which the Torah Shulchan Aruch spell out in the later simonim. So, but after a person has a choice within the category that he's supposed to give first. A person has a choice because Shmuel said it's your choice. I give you Torah or not. That's number one. Number two, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'll also give you schar for it. It's my money, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I deposit it by you, but you'll get the schar. So not only do I give you the privilege of deciding who to give it to, but I'll give you the reward as if it's your own money. But the emes, it's not your own money. So if a person has this mindset of understanding that all the money the person Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to him, but emes, it's not his money. Kadosh Baruch Hu just deposited it by him to give out. And the emes, it makes sense because some people, how much money does a person need to live? A person has a certain budget, how much he needs to live? Everything that's a miyuta, everything that's more than what a person needs to live, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give it to him? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him to give out. I'll ask that. The halacha is the one supposed to give ma'isa, or if one is able to afford it, one gives the chaimesh, asa tasrenu. The Torah says asa tasrenu, and the Gemara learns out from there two shtei ma'isers, ma'isa and then again ma'isa, which is the chaimesh. And Chazal tell us that alivaz im yivaz viz adam alivaz viz yosem chaimesh. That if a person is giving his money away, he should make sure, say Chazal, not to give more than a fifth of his money away. Why? Shema Yani v'yitzrach l'abriyas, because he himself, by giving too much money away, might become poor, and he might himself become needy. So Chazal say, don't give away more than a fifth. But says the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, that only applies to people, regular people. People who are on a regular income or have savings, certain amount of savings, but people who are enormously wealthy. He brings the Hagoyes Yesh Noichlin, which is the father of the Shlach Kodesh, that says that to people who are enormously wealthy, the Issa of giving away more than a fifth does not apply. Because since Balpidech HaTeva, there's no way that they're going to become a Niyim and bin Stach HaLabriyas, therefore, they're obliged to give away even more than a fifth. And I call upon him, for regular people, giving a tenth, that's how much Kadosh Baruch Hu says he wants you to give. That's the pikkudim that he gave to you. And how do we know that we're giving a tenth? So the Chofetz Chaim says, in Sefer Avos Chesed, that a person has to make a cheshbon. He has to be calculated. He has to calculate his profits and his expenses and his losses over the space of a year. And the Chofetz Chaim learns out that it's a yearly cheshbon, just like the maisers of Tvua was a yearly cheshbon, you can't give maisa of Tvua from one year on the previous year. So who are the maisa ksofim, says the Chofetz Chaim, is a yearly cheshbon. So a person, she says, the Chofetz Chaim should calculate his profits for the year, his losses, his expenses, and whatever is net profit, from that he should give exactly a tenth. And why exactly? Because there says the Chofetz Chaim and the Pichodesh and others for him, that since the mitzvah is maisa, so the mitzvah, so the promise of giving ma'aser kadesh tis'asher, of giving ma'aser so that you should be wealthy, is daf if you give a tenth. Once you want to give more than a tenth, but maybe not a fifth. So says the Chofetz Chaim, that's a separate cheshbon. First, you should give ma'aser, which is exactly a tenth, and the rest you can give more than that. It's stocker, but there should be a cheshbon, exact ma'aser. I call upon him, this is whatever it is, if it's the Maitza, or the Chaymish, or the more than the Chaymish for the especially wealthy people, whatever it is, if a person has to look at it, that it's just a pikkudim given to him by the Bari Olam in order to give out. The Bari Shalom gave you the schus to give it out, and he even gives you the scha. A person has to look upon himself as a pipeline. He's a tzinoi. The shefa comes from the Bari Shalom, and he chose me, or us, or you, to be the pipe, and we're just a pipeline. It's a pipe which you can move to the right or to the left, or up and down, and you can decide in which direction you want it to go to. So that's the Moedei Kavod of the Torah, that a person is only a nifkat. That's him. It's not his money. And I remember years ago, 8-10 years ago, when there was a big recession all over the world, and a lot of people lost enormous amounts of money. So there was a bitui by Adam Pikeach, and he said, you know what? The Rebbein Shalom is changing over his gaboyim. He had gaboyim stocker, he gave a deposit, he gave them all, made them very wealthy in order to give out, And he wasn't so happy with them, so he had to change his gabayim, and now he moved all the money over to other people. That's the vote of the Torah. Says the Torah weiter, "V'zehu hachelik hatoiv sheyela mimenu." And this is beetzem what a person is left with. Kisiv v'halach lefanecha tzidkecha. As is well known, the Gemara in Bavasa with Mumbaz HaMelech, the Mumbaz HaMelech had oitzus, many oitzus of storehouses of food and jewelry and wealth, which he received from his avos, from his parents. The Gemara in Bavasa Daf Yud Aleph says as follows: Tana bana meise be Mumbaz HaMelech shebizbeis oitzusov v'oitzus avosov shnei batzoyos. There was a famine. And he opened up all the storehouses and all the vaults of the crown jewels. Everything opened up for the public, and he gave it all away to Anim. And all his family were very angry. What do you think you're doing here? You're giving away all our money, all our father's money, all our ancestors' money. And they said, our fathers, they stored away money, they were moisi from what their fathers had put away. The atom of Azbazam, and you're just wasting it, and you're giving it all away. Amalahem, Mumbaz said to them, Avoisai Gonzulamato. Our fathers, they stored down on this world. But I've filled up my storehouses in Lamailo, in Oilam Abo. Shinema Emes, me Eretz Titzmach, but Sedek Mishamayim Nishkaf. So, by Mishamayim, it's the Kachwa is looking down at the Tzedek, and he's throwing it away for us. Avoisai gonzu b'makom sheyad sheletes boy. V'ani gonatzi b'makom shein yad sheletes boy. Our fathers stored away in a place where anything could happen to it. Jewels, if there's a fire, the jewels will all get melted and burnt away. If the ganavim come, they can steal. So in this world, anything can happen. It's a makom sheyad sheletes boy. But I have stored in a place where nobody can get it. No fire, no ganavim. Nothing can affect what I've stored away for myself in the world to come. Shneim tzedek u'mishpat mechayin kisacha. The tzedek u'mishpat is by the bein shloilam, is stored by the kisei of the bein shloilam. Avoisai gonzu davash einos peiros. Our fathers stored away in a storehouse where there was no peiros. They did not invest. They didn't invest it. They put it in the storehouse, and it doesn't. It's not gaining anything. Vani gonasti davash ois peiros, and I stored something that makes peiros. It makes it's an investment. Shneim imru tzadik toiv ki prim aleihem yoichlu. So every stalker has peiros. Eilu dvarim she adam yochel peresayim v'alim hazeh. V'ken kemes loyim abo. But stokas is gvaltke peiros. It's a wonderful investment that it can. It's always going to produce peiros for doyodoros. Avoisai gonzu oitzus mamoin. Our fathers stored away storehouses of money. V'ani gonatzi oitzus nefoshes. I stored nefoshes. Because by giving the money away, I save people. I save people from dying. I save people from illness. I save people from starving. I save people for that they should have a better life. And all the schus of those nefoshes goes to me. Shenema pri tzadik eitz chaim. The payers of a tzadik is chaim. Is eitz chaim. But in the kerch nefoshes chocham. Avoisai gonzu lachirim. Our fathers stored away for themselves, no, for other people. Why they stole away for other people? Because they went up afterwards, after 120 years, they went to Olam Emes, and they left all the schoolers and all the storehouses they had left behind. So who was it for? For other people. But I put away for myself, because whatever I'm giving is my schus. That's the pasuk which the Torah brings. That this what the Torah, all this Gemara is what the Torah is referring to when he says in his short words, that the stock is the chelik hatoiv sheyela from all his riches, and that's his chus. So we see from here the wonderful mitzvah stock is. It's ma'oid ma'oid avizoyba, And I hope that it's a desirous, for me for sure it's a desirous, I hope it's a desirous for everybody, that we should be the Zaych of Emes to be able to give, and give B'Lev Shalem, and to be able to bring Chesed Hashem ala kol ha'olam through the Hashpa of Tzedakah.
Oh, hey.
Amen.